You're listening to The Residential Movement, where the focus is on making in-home dental care normal instead of novel or niche. I'm your host, Dr. Ashley Robinson, a house call dentist with a lot of passion for reaching patients who are best served in their home or residence. I'm here to encourage, equip, and empower dentists like you to begin offering in-home dental services for patients who cannot get to the office, while also enjoying a more balanced work life. We discuss everything from dentistry, business, ethics, mindset, and more. Listen in to learn how you can become a part of the residential movement. Hello there, and welcome to this week's episode of the Residential Movement Podcast. Back in October, I told you how I love reading nonfiction, and I shared some of my favorite reads with you guys. Check out episode 39 if you haven't already. Well, this week, I want to discuss a new nonfiction book that I've been reading. It's not exactly new, but it's new to me, and it may be inspiring to you too. The book is titled Die with Zero, Getting All You Can from Your Money and Your Life by Bill Perkins. If I know my listeners at all, I know half of you are probably like, cool, an investment book. And the other half of you are like, yikes, because you hate talking dollars and cents. But the truth is, both groups of you are a bit off because this book is not just about maximizing your wealth or earning more money. It's about maximizing fulfillment in your life and utilizing any capital that you have to have awesome experiences while you're alive. Perkins points out that most people die with their highest net worth. On one hand, this is responsible because the older we get, the more likely we are to incur extreme medical expenses, so you certainly should be saving for retirement and beyond. But a lot of people who die at their peak net worth have even more cash left over when they die beyond just enough to cover wild medical expenses. So really, they've worked hard to acquire wealth and just never got around to spending it, which is a waste. It's a waste of time and labor. Of course, the wealth goes somewhere, so it isn't a total waste, but what if you were able to utilize and see all of the effects of your wealth while you were alive? What if instead of dying and leaving money to a nonprofit or passing money on to your kids, you donated it or gifted that money while you were still alive, and then you got to witness the impact? What if you were able to successfully die with zero? This can be a tough concept for people who struggle to accept their mortality, but I really appreciate being reminded of the fact that we're not going to be here forever. For me, it makes me grateful for this one precious life we get. It creates a sense of urgency to do what I need to do and make sure I enjoy this life. Now, concepts in this book are related to utilizing wealth wisely throughout your lifetime, but it's just as clear about utilizing time wisely too. Time is our most scarce non-renewable resource. It's finite and incredibly valuable. The way this book discussed time and planning is why I want to share this book with you guys specifically. I know that you aspiring house call dentists value time and impact more than anything. Well, there's a chapter in this book about sorting through time buckets in your life. The chapter explains that in order to maximize enjoyment from your experiences in life, you have to plan them out appropriately. For example, let's talk about an experience like hiking the Appalachian Trail. This is not something that I want to do personally, but if you want to hike the Appalachian Trail, you're going to need to decide when in your life you'd like to do it. So let's say you're a young doc practicing right now. You could plan to hike the trail when you're in your 30s and take a career pause for a few months. Or you could plan to hike the trail in your 70s once you retire and have all the time and money in the world. What seems like the better plan? If you're only trying to maximize wealth during your lifetime, you'd probably grind away in your 30s and invest more cash so you can have a more lavish 70s and you'd go hiking in retirement. But if you're thinking about maximizing enjoyment, you'd probably decide that hiking in your 30s when you're more fit and without injury is a better time to hike it, even if it does cost you some compound interest throughout your lifetime. This concept got me thinking about house call dentistry. When is the perfect time to become a house call dentist? Well, if you ask your patients, they're going to say time's of the essence. Patients who are homebound need you yesterday, so for them, the sooner the better. They could use your in-home services right away. But when is the perfect time for you? When could you get maximum enjoyment from pursuing a dental house call career? See, I have this career now and I love it, but I was thinking about this from an aspiring house call dentist perspective. I think physically, it's best to offer house calls when you're fit and able to do so. So dentists of any age can do this work, but if you have a terrible back injury or you struggle to lift equipment, that can make this field more challenging. To generalize, I could say the younger you are, the better, but I know plenty of physically fit older dentists who are totally able to do house calls too. So maybe for them, offering house calls after retirement could be a good option. Another consideration is income. The best time to be a house call dentist would be before you take out a practice loan, or even better, just never take out a practice loan altogether, because if you own a dental house call practice, you could easily avoid practice debt. But let's say you're a practice owner today with a lot of practice debt at the moment. In that case, you'll probably enjoy dental house calls once you've paid off that debt, because otherwise you may be preoccupied thinking about the opportunity cost when you're with patients offering house calls. So I said this before, but I mean it. I'm already a house call dentist. I'm in it, and I love it. When I was reading through this book and thinking about it from a prospective dental house call lens, I'm just speculating. So I want to know what you think. I want to encourage you to go ahead and read through Die with Zero. Email me and let me know what you think. When is the best time to pursue house call dentistry? If you ask me, I'd say right now. I'm already enjoying all the flexibility in my wonderful patients and this awesome practice. But I want to know what you think, so feel free to reach out and let me know. If you're interested in owning your own dental house call practice sooner rather than later, please consider joining Dental House Call Practice Academy later on this month. Dental House Call Practice Academy, or DHCPA, is an online course where I guide you step-by-step through building your dental house call practice. If you're interested, join the waitlist at residentialmovement.com/DHCPA and be the first to know when enrollment is open. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you get a chance to read through Die with Zero. If not, I hope you're at least inspired to think about being deliberate and thoughtful with your time. I appreciate you listening in today. Have a good one.
That's a wrap on this episode of The Residential Movement. If you like what you heard today, please leave a 5-star review and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you know someone who could benefit from this information, please share this with them. All of these actions help fuel the Residential Movement. Visit residentialmovement.com for show notes and for access to any links referenced in this episode. Thanks again for listening, Doc. Keep up the good work.